Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to Judges chapter 18. Judges chapter 18, verse 1. Hear now the inerrant, infallible, and inspired word of God. In those days there was no king in Israel. And in those days the tribe of the Danites sought them an inheritance to dwell in. For unto that day all their inheritance had not fallen unto them among the tribes of Israel. And the children of Dan sent of their family 5 men from their coasts, men of valor, from Zorah and from Eshtaol, to spy out the land and to search it. And they said unto them, Go, search the land, who, when they came to Mount Ephraim, to the house of Micah, they lodged there. When they were by the house of Micah, they knew the voice of the young man the Levite. And they turned in thither, and said unto him, Who brought thee hither, and what makest thou here in this place, and what hast thou here? And he said unto them, Thus and thus dealeth Micah with me, and hath hired me, and I am his priest. And they said unto him, Ask counsel, we pray thee, of God, that we may know whether our way which we go shall be prosperous. And the priest said unto them, Go in peace. Before the Lord is your way wherein ye go. Then the 5 men departed and came to Laish, and saw the people that dwelt therein, that were therein, how they dwelt careless, after the manner of the Zidonians, quiet and secure. And there was no magistrate in the land that might put them to shame in anything. And they were far from the Zidonians, and had no business with any man. And they came unto their brethren, to Zorah and Eshtaol, and their brethren said unto them, What say ye? And they said, Arise, that we may go up against them. For we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good. And are ye still? Be not slothful to go, and enter to possess the land. When ye go, ye shall come unto a people secure, and to a large land, for God hath given it into your hands, a place where there is no want of anything that is in the earth. And there went from thence of the family of the Danites, out of Zorah, and out of Eshtaol, 600 men appointed with weapons of war. And they went up and pitched in Kirjath Jearim in Judah. Wherefore they called that place Mahanadan unto this day. Behold, it is behind Kirjath Jearim. And they passed thence unto Mount Ephraim, and came unto the house of Micah. Then answered the 5 men that went to spy out the country of Laish, and said unto their brethren, Do ye know that there is in these houses an ephod and teraphim, and a graven image, and a molten image? Now therefore consider what ye have to do. And they turned thitherward, and came to the house of the young man, the Levite, even unto the house of Micah, and saluted him. And the 600 men appointed with their weapons of war, which were of the children of Dan, stood by the entering of the gate. And the 5 men that went to spy out the land went up, and came in thither, and took the graven image, and the ephod, and the teraphim, and the molten image. And the priest stood in the entering of the gate with the 600 men that were appointed with weapons of war. And these went into Micah's house and fetched the carved image, the ephod, and the teraphim, and the molten image. Then said the priest unto them, What do ye? And they said unto him, Hold thy peace, lay thine hand upon thy mouth, and go with us, and be to us a father and a priest. Is it better for thee to be a priest unto the house of one man, or that thou be a priest unto a tribe and family in Israel? And the priest's heart was glad. And he took the ephod, and the teraphim, and the graven image, and went in the midst of the people. So they turned and departed, and put the little ones and the cattle in the carriage before them. And when they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men that were in the houses near to Micah's house were gathered together, and overtook the children of Dan. And they cried unto the children of Dan, and they turned their faces, and said unto Micah, What aileth thee, that thou comest with such a company? And he said, Ye have taken away my gods which I made, and the priest, and ye are gone away. And what have I more? And what is this that ye say unto me, What aileth thee? And the children of Dan said unto him, Let not thy voice be heard among us, lest angry fellows run upon thee, and thou lose thy life with the lives of thy household. And the children of Dan went their way. And when Micah saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back unto his house. And they took the things which Micah had made, and the priest which he had, and came unto Laish, unto a people that were quiet and secure, and they smote them with the edge of the sword, and burnt the city with fire. And there was no deliverer, because it was far from Zidon, and they had no business with any man, and it was in the valley that lieth by Beth-Rehob. And they built the city and dwelt therein. And they called the name of the city Dan, after the name of Dan their father, who was born unto Israel. Howbeit, the name of that city was Laish at the first. And the children of Dan set up the graven image. And Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. And they set them up Micah's graven image, which he made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. May God add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his word. Well, we're not left to guess in this chapter. The writer starts out with, in that day there was no king in Israel. And because there was no king, there was chaos, there was confusion, and there was idolatry, and there was lawlessness. There was no government. And so we have the men of Dan. Now, I don't know if you noticed the irony, but there is great irony in this chapter as well, just like we saw in the last chapter. So, first of all, the children of Dan did what? Well, they chose five men and they set out a deputation. Now, does this remind you of anything? Are you not reminded when the children of Israel came to Kadesh Barnea and they chose a deputation of 12 men that went to spy out the land? Well, here we are. This is long after the people of God have been given their inheritance. And did you notice what Dan has not done at this point? They have not gone in and taken their inheritance. Now, we're not told exactly why, but we are told back in Deuteronomy why the children of Israel that did not take their inheritance didn't take it. That it was through sloth. That it was that did not rise up and do what the Lord had commanded them. In fact, they are encouraged by Joshua, go in and take the land which the Lord has given you. The Lord will be with you. Many of them did not, however, because it required effort. It required labor. It required strapping on a sword. It required placing your life in the hand of the Lord. And many of them were loath to do that. So the children of Dan were loath to do that. They were not forward to take their inheritance. They were not satisfied with their inheritance. Perhaps, and then this is my opinion, perhaps the people of the original tract of land that Dan was supposed to have, well, perhaps they looked rather strong. Perhaps they looked rather mighty. Perhaps they looked like it would not be a cakewalk, that they would really have to put forth some effort to inherit. So they send out a deputation. They send out this deputation so they can spy out the land. But we might say, now wait a minute. The land has already been spied out. Dan has already been given a tract of land. Why are they not taking possession of the land that they have been given? And so they travel up north through Judah, up into Ephraim, and right by the house of Micah. Micah the idolater, who has his own priest and his own gods. And they know the man's voice. Did you hear that? They know the voice of this itinerant idolater. They know his voice. And so they go in and they said, oh, what do you have here? You notice that they're already planting a seed with him, aren't they? What do you have here? What do you have here? What is Micah doing for you here? And so they begin their conversation. And then he tells them what's going on, and they travel on. And they travel a little farther north, and they come to this place called Laish. And they find a people there that live at ease and comfort, a wide land. They have no magistrate to protect them. They're far from the Zidonians. There's no one to come to their rescue. And so they go back and they bring a good report of the land. Is this starting to make sense yet? And so they come back, and what do they say? I want you to see what they say, because this is the irony that I was talking about when I read this week and studied it. Notice in verse 8, "And they came unto their brethren, to Zorah and Eshtaol, and their brethren, saying to them, What say ye? And they said, Arise, that we may go up against them, for we have seen the land, and behold, it is very good." Have you heard that before? You see, the land that they were already given was very good, wasn't it? Notice what else they said. "Are ye still? Be not slothful to go and to possess the land." You see the irony there? They had their own land right before them. And they were slothful and wouldn't take it. They wouldn't go in with the hand of God and strike the enemy and take possession of the land the Lord had given them. There's another land way up there in the north. Let's not be slothful now. So you see the irony there. And what do they say? Notice, "When ye go, ye shall come to a people secure and to a large land, for what? God hath given it into your hands." You know how they thought that? Because they had the word of the false priest to tell them. You see the irony here? Listen, when you're looking, when you're shopping for counsel, you will find it. When you're shopping for counsel, you will find it. How many times have you seen people, "Well, I'm just gathering in, you know, a multitude of counselors, there is safety." Well, there's no safety in that one. There's no safety in that one. There's no safety in, "Oh, there's safety in that one." "Oh, there's safety in that one too." "Oh, there's no safety in that one. No safety in that one. I have the counsel that I need." So this is what the men of Dan had found. There is no want of anything that is there in the earth. So then they start north, 600 of them, a mighty force, men of valor. But they need to make a stop along the way. They need their lucky charm. They need the man that had told them that the Lord would make their way prosperous. He told them God was going to bless them in their endeavor. And so they stop by Micah's house, and the 600 men, they're told, "Now you know what you have to do here." And so the five men go up and they raid Micah's house, and they take all of his gods, which Micah didn't realize it, but it was a blessing to him that they took those images of idolatry out of his house, but he didn't realize it. And they came back, and the priest standing at the gate, he says, "What are you doing?" And they said, "Well, now, come on. Would you rather be a priest to one man in this house, or would you rather be a priest to 600? Here's a large congregation, Pastor. Why don't you come on and be our father? We're much larger than one household. And whatever Mike is giving you, I'm sure that you'll be well cared for with us. Wouldn't you rather be a father to a whole nation than to one house?" And so the hireling goes. What did Micah tell him at the first? Micah said, "If you come and be my priest, I'll give you 10 shekels of silver and change of raiment, and I'll take care of all your victuals." If one can take care of you, what about a whole nation? And so the hireling goes. Notice it says, "And the heart of the priest was glad, because they said to him, You can be a priest over a whole nation." And so north they go. And they travel to the north, and it turns out that the words of the priest were right. They would be successful in their endeavors. They found that defenseless people up there, and they bested them. They destroyed their town, and they built themselves a new city. and they called it after their own name. There's a psalm about that, right? They called it Dan. You know what Dan means? It means judgment. Look at the irony. So then what did they do? I don't know if you noticed this or not, but do you remember when the kingdom was divided between Jeroboam and Rehoboam? And Jeroboam said, you know, if I let everybody travel back to Jerusalem 3 times in the year, I'm just going to lose the nation. So he set up a false worship in the north, in Ephraim. As a matter of fact, he set it up in Dan. As a matter of fact, he built up 2 golden calves. And they became, in that north area where it was called at one time Bethel, it became Beth Aven, the house of vanity. Where? In Dan. The children of Dan set up the graven image. And Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan. Notice now they've given up pretense of being Levites altogether. And he and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. That is 822 BC. The Assyrians came across the northern country, across Israel, and decimated the land and scattered the 10 tribes. And they set them up Micah's graven image, which he had made. Now listen, all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. You see. When it came time to set up another system of false worship, where did they go? They went where the people had already been used to false worship. They went to Dan. You see the irony in this chapter? And of course, the backdrop, that drumbeat that is behind everything that we read here in the Danite migration here in Judges 18. In that day, there was no king in Israel. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. They made themselves priests. They made themselves gods. They took other men's land. They robbed a man of his household gods. They did whatever was right in their own eyes. And the people of Laish were not served by their not having a magistrate either, for they were left open and defenseless for the attack of the Danites, weren't they? So the house of judgment comes north. Thus ends the reading then of Judges chapter 18. Let's stand and continue calling on God in the singing.